This is Dr. Bill Daigle, and it's hour number 3 on Thursday, the 20th of February, 2020. Clear vision, by the way, and we have the amazing... I'm Dr. Bill Daigle, NutriMedical Report, NutriMedical.com, functional medicine doctor, intel agent, spook, Christian, believer, and end-time analyst of the geopolitical events going on, expert on SARS coronavirus, on many other issues, including what's going on in the state of Israel, both the good, the bad, and the ugly, and of course the new election coming up in a month's time with Bibi Netanyahu, and lots of stuff happening. So we have the amazing Professor Carl Gallups. His website is carlgallups.com, carlgallups.com. I'm going to switch to his site. He's up here up in the upper corner here. Actually, I'll pull up the window here, see if I can expand that. There he is. You can see him. He's up on the corner of the screen here. You can see him smiling there, and he's sitting in his desk. So, Carl, I'd like you to talk about what's going on today. You have several books you've done. It's a trilogy of books, I think, right?
Yes. I published with Defender Publishing. By the way, first of all, thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me on your show. It's always an honor to be with you, and thanks for mentioning the books. And I want your audience to know, I don't write books to be a book salesman. I've been a pastor for 35 years, and preaching, teaching, research. I do a lot of media, television.
You've impressed
radio.
Me.
I do a lot of conferences and Bible conferences and prophecy conferences. So I write these books to get that information out and in print so that people can have access to it and do Bible studies and messages and conferences around them, and people are doing that. So I just want your audience to know that. But yes, Defender Publishing, I published a book called Gods and Thrones, and then Gods of Ground Zero, and then Gods of the Final Kingdom. They're all nonfiction books, of course, connecting the scriptures together. And then this fourth one in that series is called Masquerade, and I want your audience to know that you can read them in any order they want. You don't have to read one and then the other and then the other and then the other, but if you get one and you like the style and you like what you're reading and you're learning and the Lord's using it, then I encourage you to get them all, because they all read very similarly,
right?
And by the time you read them all, you'll have this deep and great understanding of the Word of God, perhaps like you never have before.
I'm going to say something shocking to you as we start off today, and I want to bless you.
Thank you.
Now, you probably know a little bit of my history. My birthday was last Saturday, and it was actually my DOA day.
Happy birthday.
Actually, I was not born. I was born dead on arrival.
Yeah.
And I was a 5-pound, 2-ounce baby, and the leg and cord popped out. So Dr. Ollie's at the Providence Hospital in Michigan said he was to save my mother's life, he's going to have to do an emergency C-section and crush my skull. My father was threatened to kill him if he did, so they delivered me dead on arrival, and I was sent off to the morgue after the last rites. And I came back. They said, well, he'll probably die in the ICN of brain damage. That's probably the way I am right now, brain damage. I call it blame damage instead of brain. And people have to understand, 8 years later, I had a French surgeon decide to cut an artery in my throat when he did a little guillotine. He was trained in France. And I bled to death, and I went down the tunnel of light and went to heaven. I actually met God face to face. So without getting into my big, long story, I want people to understand, over the last number of years, God has dealt with me. He's kind of fleshed the evil out of me. In other words, it's like having a God conflict, you see, because I've realized really important things. God doesn't negotiate with good and evil. It's either God's way or the highway. And the only thing you can sin against is a creator. You can't sin against man or nature or anything else. It's just basically, there's a Hebrew term called Shema, which is to hear and do God's will. And what's going on right now is, after 60 years, God finally said, you can start saying things that I told you not to say. Now, when I said those things to the private nuns back when I was in private Catholic school 60 years ago, they actually sent them to the Monsignor and the Archbishop, and they sent it on to Rome. So on my graduation day in 1977, I had a priest come from Rome, actually offered me a job to become a doctor for the Pope and the Cardinals in Rome, and I turned him down. So I want people to understand, God's had his hand in my life, believe me, and I've done good and bad, but he's flushed the bad out of me. And he's made me a servant of the Most High God, and he's called me to become a person to call at the time of the end others who have special callings. Now, you might be Pastor Carl Gallups, but I believe you're way beyond that. I believe you have a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, a word from the Creator God that makes you have an apostolic and a prophetic calling that's way beyond just Pastor Carl. And I want people to understand that when they get your books and they then get their Bible and pray on it, because the Urim and Thummim stones are not just the breastplate of the high priest. The yes-no stones are in all of us when we pray, because I want to say a couple of words of wisdom here to people that may or may not understand this. That curiosity only comes from the soul. It doesn't come from the human mind. And when you go to sleep at night and your dreams are actually soul speak, where your soul is talking to your conscious mind. And when you pray, it's the most powerful thing you can do, because you're literally trying to come in touch with the will of God. There's nothing more powerful, no act you can do physically, than praying, simply praying and asking God, what do I do next? And what people need to understand is we're deep into it now. We've got the SARS epidemic, we've got the proliferation of nuclear weapons, we have earth changes, we got locusts in Africa. They're now all the way up to the border of China now. And people need to realize what's going on around the world is these are almost like the end time plagues that occurred back in ancient Egypt. And God does things in such a way that when he does them in a way that he does a foreknowledge and a after, because one of the things I learned when I was a little boy up in heaven is God said to me when I met Jesus, he said, you are at the gates of paradise or heaven. It's the eternal now. Nothing evil can come here, and there's no past or future. For everything to God is now. So people understand God's limited by dimensions of size or time. There's no such thing as time to God. God is beyond time. There's no, a trillion years in the future is now to God. A trillion years in the past is now to God. He's not limited. And we, the most, my favorite book of the Bible is the book of Job, because one of the comments in it was, my ways are higher than your ways. The human mind that lives in time-space can't even vaguely conceive the nature and the higher state of the nature of God. We get little shadows of it when we read the Bible, but you don't realize the book was not written by God's apostles, or even, they're just scribes. He dictated through them, and they're like his microphone. Just like you're his microphone, I'm his microphone. We are witnesses that hear words of knowledge, whether it's a dream or an inspiration, and we try to convey that to the population that's caught in time-space. And time spaces makes us worship ourselves. We don't realize we're part of the one I-verse. We're all connected. We're like a body. That's why it's Jesus said, I'm coming back to marry the bride. You know who the bride is? It's a saved human race. We are about to become the queen of the heavens. Not just the heaven eternally, but the heavens meaning the cosmos. So when man becomes a galactic godly civilization, we are going to become the witnesses as humans with extended lifespans, and will only be capable of doing God's good and God's will throughout the universe. People don't realize that's our destiny, isn't it? And your books are really important, because people don't understand the times of the end are here. And God told me on the 27th of January 2020, the first day of the apocalypse started. You may not believe that. You may think, well, these events aren't happening. It doesn't matter if it's 2.5 or 10% lethal, the SARS, or the proliferation of nuclear weapons in Laurentian Island, or the economy's ready to pop, where there's locusts in Africa destroying crops and going to China, and the Chinese are in panic and martial law. You have to start grasping the wholeness of this. Our God is God, and he's with us. He's not nervous, and he's still on the throne. And if you don't seek God, as Jesus said, will there be faith in the earth when I return? And you'll only get faith when you hear the word of manna. That's why I call myself a manna truck guy. I carry a manna truck of truth, okay? It's health manna, geopolitical manna, but the most important is spiritual manna, and that's what you are. We're manna truck guys. We run a manna truck for the Lord to give people truth so that their souls will have hope when he returns. Because right now, we're in a hopeless state. And our world, whether it's geopolitical, looking for communists like Bernie Sanders Claus, or oligarchs like, you know, Blomberg, or even thinking that Trump is going to be the ultimate solution, he's doing a lot of good things, but he's still not got full knowledge. So he's steered by people around him that aren't necessarily all in the right program that God wants. That's why he needs to talk to people like you and me, because without that wisdom and manna, he's going to make bad decisions. So I want you to know that little introduction to get into your books and explain, because we're in the tribulation now. This is it. This is the big show. This is not a rehearsal. This is it, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, thank you. And some of that you had told me about that you just told your audience about your being caught up to paradise as a child, I've heard you speak of that before. You and I've talked about that before, right. So thank you for repeating that. That's powerful. But yes, as I've said on your radio broadcast before, and I know you're always picking up new listeners, so I just want to make this statement again. This is what I'm getting ready to say is succinct, and it's powerful, and we could spend 2 hours proving it.
Right.
But the bottom line is, this is a message that the church, by and large today, especially in America, just doesn't get. They don't see it, and it is crucial to the life and to the work of the church, and right. That is this. We are now living in the most prophetic times since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
Right.
We truly are. The Word of God is clear about that. historical events are clear about that. We're just 71 years the other side of the birth of Israel, which is a 2,800-year-old prophecy
right.
that has come to life only in our historical lifetime.
Well, in fact, this is the first year after that 70, isn't it?
And on for another 30 minutes about those markers, but we are the first generation to see a convergence of astounding and amazing prophetic fulfillments that were reserved only for the last days.
Right.
I don't set dates, but I'm saying we're in the last days. We're close to the return of Jesus Christ.
You know what? I asked for God to forgive me the various information. You know what he says? I don't want to give you the information because you'll have to carry that to your grave, but I'll give you when it's necessary at the time. See, God doesn't want us to look for signs. He wants us to seek him. We have to look at the signs of the world, but he really wants us to pray and realize it's already started now. When we look at things like SARS and the proliferation of nuclear weapons and the world economy teetering toward collapse and those locusts and everything, people need to realize, like, God, what's happening? And now we have earthquakes all over the world. Jesus said, what shall be the sign of this time and the time coming? It's basically earthquakes all over the earth. If you look at the earthquakes off of Puerto Rico, 7.7, and all the volcanoes going off, you know why that's happening? God revealed to me over 10 years dozens of visions. And I contacted scientists like Stephen D. Jacobson from Northwestern University on ringwoodite. Nascent oxygen and hydrogen released from the rock that comes up the interoceanic cleft from gravity waves from a coronal mass ejection or a supernova. Guess what happened in December? Betelgeuse started to explode 671.2 light years, and the gravity waves are triggering off with LIGO and Virgo. These technologies that can measure gravity waves are triggering off earthquakes all over the planet. This is a sign Jesus told people to watch at the time of the end, was increasing earthquakes are going to dramatically increase in volume and severity. And people need to realize all those things are happening now, aren't they?
Yeah. Listen, not only are they happening, but they're being statistically measured and reported on in mainstream media. So for the church to miss it, for the church to say, I didn't know that, or that can't be, or that's not possible, is an absolute travesty, because it's right before our eyes, if we have the eyes to see. That's what Jesus said all the time. If you have the ears to hear and the eyes to see.
You mentioned something very profound.
One of the reasons I write these books is I'm just trying to say, church, please wake up.
Give us the titles of I have the picture of your books here, and there's a couple books you have that you've done recently. Now, you've done a bunch of talk shows. If they go to your website, they can actually listen to your audio files.
There you are.
I want you to actually go into and explain the titles of the books and what the key issues are in those books.
Okay, we're breaking up really bad. Did you say you wanted me to explain?
No, I can hear you very well. Maybe you're breaking up on that, but I can see you. Your picture's fine. Your audio's great. There's no breaking up. Go ahead.
Okay, but I didn't hear your question.
I want to know what are the titles of your latest books and the issues you try to convey to people, because one of the great things you said last time you were on a few months ago was one of your co-pastors, it's actually a messianic pastor, meaning he believes in Yeshua, his parents and parents going back generations were basically regular Jews that didn't accept Jesus. Now, have you ever heard of the thing called the Sepharad Zira in the Talmud of Babylon?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm still having.
Have you ever heard of the document called the Sepharad Zira?
Yeah. If I'm hearing you correctly, I don't know that I'm familiar with it, but keep going.
Okay. Dr. Well, the Sepharad Zira, if you read it, it was generated in 13 centuries where the Jews were in Babylon. And it basically polluted the Jews with apostasy, if you want to call it. All right? So what people need to understand is Sepharad Zira, and this is not all Jews, but the ones that have come out of it now accept Yeshua, because in ancient times they tried to actually change the times and seasons so they wouldn't accept the prophecies, which are in the star signs. Now, it turns out my family were the lineal descendants of Moses 2,800 years ago, married the daughter of the king of the Medes and became of the family called the Naimas. We are a family, the Naimas, were in the Sanhedrin 2,000 years ago with Joseph of Arimathea, and the name Naima means the Naomi tribe of the Medes. In other words, the descendants of the king of the Medes. We were the Magi that gave the gifts to Jesus because we were the astrologers that saw the star signs of God going to come incarnate in physical flesh. And that, in fact, people didn't realize that's why they brought the gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Jesus 2,000 years ago. What's happening right now is we're there. And the Jewish people have been under a great burden. That's why so many of them have been killed through persecution and so on. The people of the book looking at how many, shouldn't be like 20 or 30 million. They're a tiny fraction of what they should be. They should be hundreds of million, if not a billion people. They're not. And the reason is that Satan and his darkness wanted to make sure the people of the book couldn't spread the book. Even if they didn't fully understand it, they couldn't spread the book so people would understand that the nature of their God that transcends time and space and eternity does exist. Not some other holy book like the Urantia book or the Book of the Dead or some other book like the Bhagavad Gita. And when people don't understand, God gave a full revelation of who he was, and the dark side wanted to suppress that. Now what's happening is your friend made a couple interesting statements. Here in America, a lot of the churches, I call them, and I used to be sarcastic about this, the evangelicals, I've changed their name, because a lot of them believe that they need a sign. They need a temple, they need a seven-year period, they need all these things, and they've accumulated so much money they could build a dozen temples. And so I changed their name from evangelicals to evil jellyfish. Because they believe they want signs which aren't even biblically supported. And a lot of the Jews have enough sense they don't want a temple because they don't want a war or a big conflict with Islam because it's already dangerous enough being there. And they don't even see the biblical support even in the Old Testament scriptures to build a temple. And your pastor friend made this statement. So what's going to happen is next month, Jared Kushner's put together a peace accord that's going to be a two separate state agreement where the Palestinians are going to get their own separate state, but they have to disarm, and the Israelis are going to get their security and have control of the area, but it's also going to give the people that want to build a temple the okay to do it. It's also going to give East Jerusalem to the Palestinians as the capital of their new state, and a tunnel across from the Gaza Strip all the way to the West Bank. Now, people don't understand what this means because the Golgotha is in East Jerusalem. You know that, right? Golgotha.
I do.
And where the cross was, the telestai, people don't know how people were sacrificed back then. The stake was already in the ground. When Jesus was carried, he didn't carry a cross, he carried a telestai. It's a Hebrew word meaning a crossbeam. And they nailed him to the crossbeam, not with his hands, but his wrists, so he wouldn't rip. If you put it in the hand, it would rip through. So they would nail him to the wrists and they would elevate them on ropes. And then they would nail their feet to the telestai or the stake. That's why the Mormons called it a stakehouse, right? But people don't understand that. We talked about this yesterday with Ron Wyatt's friend, Jonathan Gray. All the proofs, in fact, when Jesus was sacrificed, the blood went down to the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant Ron Wyatt discovered back, like, in the 90s. And the fact is, that's in East Jerusalem, right below Golgotha, where the stake was put there where Jesus was sacrificed. And what's going on now is that I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that things are starting to open up now, that if Netanyahu gets elected next month, one of the things he's relying on is Jared Kushner's peace accord that's pushed by Donald J. Trump. Then when they've already made the statements in the open media in Jerusalem and in Israel that if Donald Trump succeeds at getting peace with the Jews and with the Iranians and the Saudi Arabians and the Arabs between both nations, so there won't be a big nuclear war. Because I have intel, I get intel sources, that we're so close to a nuclear attack by Israel and Bashar, we're going to have a nuclear war within weeks to months. And the only thing that will stop it is this peace accord. If it happens, they're going to declare Donald J. Trump as the king of Israel. It's already in the open media. You can also Google it after or on a break. You can actually Google it and say, my gosh, they're going to declare him. He's already been on the half shekel for 2 years with King Darius of Persia. And King Darius, of course, is on the half shekel as a symbol of the one who built the temple before Jesus. But by the way, they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant. It was gone even before they built the temple. It was disappeared 2,600 years ago. So people have to understand this. What's going on right now is very prophetic. I don't know where it's going to go and how it's going to happen, but things are gathering really close for something really momentous very soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's piling up. The prophetic implications of our times are piling up, and it's coming like a flood, just like the book of Daniel said.
Right.
Is in that we are the first generation to be living in this monumentally important technological age of genetic editing and CRISPR-Cas9 and instantaneous communication information systems. And,
well, I mean, you know what? Next week, by the way, within days, they're launching the 5G network and low Earth orbit satellite. Now, you know, God has a hand on me. 26 years ago, I got turned into a spook. I got above top secret clearance to the same level as a president at Schriever Air Force Base, Fulton, Colorado. And one of the first things I did on 9 months to the day later that I was taken supernaturally to see all these facilities by the angel, I walked through the underground facility, 2 miles underground at Schriever, Falcon, Colorado, of the actual supercomputer array of Cray computers of the Matrix. So I actually know everything about it, not just something about it. And what people need to understand is the Chinese have been trying to steal the technology to build a Matrix supercomputer system. They've been trying for decades. And what's going on right now is Bianca's on the verge of either being the daughter of Zion, meaning God's purpose on earth, and Christians turning and repenting, or becoming the daughter of Babylon. The mark of the beast isn't going to come from Russia or China. If America goes the wrong way, it's going to come from the United States. And people don't get that. I'm the only one on earth that's been saying that for decades, or now since 1999. And the reason is God said, you're going to say this, and he actually made me 26 years ago, the next guy down to Major Commander Swinder for CECOM working on these classified projects. So I want people to understand this, that we are on the edge. And that's why I think Donald J. Trump, if we pray for the man and get in contact with him, we can make him the greatest leader since King David repented of killing Uriah. But if we don't, Donald J. Trump is going to be made someone to be worshipped like a replacement for Christ or an Antichrist. Not whether he's the Antichrist, he's becoming an Antichrist. So if he wins the peace treaty and gets Netanyahu in, God help us, because he's securing a peace accord and people are going to worship the man. I'm very concerned about it because I don't think Christians in America understand that the beast system is coming from the United States, not China or Russia. That if it's instituted, it's going to come from the United States. Now, well, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want people to understand that, and your books are that important because people need to start grasping this. This is not like this is your theory, Deagle, and you're weird or you're strange. You know, God made me have an intellectually superior intellect, but put me through literally living hell from the day I was born and had to resurrect me multiple times. Not just once, but at least four times. Birth, 8.5, 5 years ago, I was dying of terminal heart failure, and God resurrected me. And last January, he actually resurrected me from a stroke. I was having a terminal stroke. And I want people to understand, I was not born with a shut-up gene, as you probably know already. And I do talk over my guests, but I want you to talk, because we're not limited by time here. I want people to understand, people desperately need to get your books. They need to read their Bible. They need to start praying, not just on their knees, but in their face on the ground, and crying out to God for America and our world leaders, because we're desperately close. And a lot of the Christians think they're saved. They think they're doing the right thing. And we got people out there, you know, like Buttigieg, for example, lecturing to us like he's a Christian leader, telling us it's okay to kill babies after they're born. Yeah, he claims to be a Christian. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And we have 78% of Americans that say they're Christian, yet we support and pay for Planned on Parenthood. And we push Roe versus Wade. One of the things Trump should do once he gets reelected is make sure that when the next senior judge gets in, it's this Catholic lady who has 7 children, and they get rid of damn Roe versus Wade, because if they had ultrasound, which I was trained in the mid-70s, it would have never been approved, because they'd see it's not a lump of tissue, it's a baby playing with its toes and sucking its thumb in utero when they're cutting it up with a suction curettage. We call them jigsaw babies, cutting little pieces, and we had to make sure there was not a little piece left or the woman would die or bleed to death. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you don't know. I said, yeah, I do, unfortunately. And I want people to know, when God dealt with me, which he did, I have a knowledge that I really wish I didn't have to know. But I want people to know that God is the God of the universe, and everybody, even great sinners, if you repent, God will wipe away your sin. We can't take it away with good works. Only he can, right?
Absolutely.
Only he can. We can't do anything. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you've said it all.
So I want people to grasp that. Oops. Where did your site go? I need to put it back up here. So, yeah, please continue.
What did you want me to address?
I want you to talk about what you see happening with your friends in Israel, because you have some close contacts there.
Yes, I do. You were referring earlier to Messianic Rabbi Zev Peratt, and he co-authored a book with me titled The Rabbi, the Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah. And you are correct. He comes from... I mean, he was born and raised in Israel. And on top of that, his whole family, his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, they were all Orthodox rabbis, members of the Dayan, the rabbinical court.
Right.
Very, very, very close to political leaders. Ariel Sharon actually spent the night in his grandparents' house.
Right.
And Rabbi Itzhak Kaduri, the most famous rabbi in all of Israel's history, that died and left a note back in 2007 that Yeshua is in fact Messiah. He was a good friend of the family, and his father's grandfather knew Yitzhak Kaduri, and was spoken of in their home continually.
Right.
Rabbi Zev went on to yeshiva to become a Sanhedrin rabbi and actually graduated from that. But in the midst of all of that journey in Orthodox Judaism, he found Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah, right, as Christ and Lord and Savior, gave his life to the Lord. His family rejected him. His families disowned him. On his mother's side are big key players in the Benjamin Netanyahu government, military figures. Zev was in the military. So this guy is as Orthodox, or as Jewish as you can be, yet he loves Jesus Christ. He believes that Yeshua is Messiah. He preaches and teaches it around the world. He's helped me write this book. He's all over.
Well, we need to get him on the program too, because
conferences, and he comes back and forth with me. And so, yeah, we have a ministry that's reaching the world and reaching a lot of Jews in Israel and in the underground church in China. Yeah. He's in 300 congregations. Some of those he helped to start. His wife is Chinese, and her family is all there.
Do you know what it is?
We do have amazing reach.
I want you to mention his name again and spell it out so people can kind of to repeat it.
Yeah, it's Messianic Rabbi Zev, Z-E-V, Porat. P-O-R-A-T. Zev Porat.
Porat now.
Rabbi. Yeah, and you can go to
his
website.
Now, you told me something that just struck my spirit, which is...
go to his website, messiahofisraelministries.com. messiahofisraelministries.com.
You know, I'm going to try to see if I can pull it up here in a minute. You mentioned something really profound. Did you know that the 80% of the new Christians in the world are Chinese in the last 30 years?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have documented it. You're right. I have documented that by the year 2030, they are expected to be the largest Christian nation on the planet. Millions and millions of Chinese people are coming to Christ as Lord, largely because of the efforts, the gospel efforts of the underground church. There is a above-ground church that is government-owned and operated, heavily persecuted, heavily monitored by the Chinese government, with a semblance of a form of Christianity, but right, the real Christian church, the Bride of Christ, is underground. That's not to say that there aren't people in the official government church that are true believers. There may be, but I'm saying that the really true believers that open themselves and their families to persecution every single day of their life from the Chinese government, they are in the underground church, and Zev is in those churches.
Is that ever interesting?
Hundreds of congregations.
We need to get him on the program on video. And by the way, I can do video 7 days a week, so whatever time zone he's in, if you want to, we just have him to contact me, we'll get him on. This is very profound, because let me explain a little bit of the story. My youngest sister, Trudy, Gertrude, she's a very bright lady. She's speaks 12 languages. Her husband's mother, there were bankers in Shenzhen, China. And they shot all of them in the back of the head when the communists came in there. And there were 8 different dialects of Chinese in China. Now, under the communist regime, there's only one dialect that's allowed. And if you use the other dialect, you can go to jail over it. You know that, right?
So I did not know that.
Right. So what happened is that she swam across Kowloon Bay and got in a junk because it's shark-infested waters, one of the most shark-infested waters in the world. And she managed to immigrate to Canada and set up a restaurant and marry a gentleman. She had my younger sister's husband. Then they had a number of sons, okay, and daughter. And their daughter is actually so bright. Danielle, she actually finished her master's degree in plasma nuclear physics at age 13 from Princeton, and did her PhD by 18. And she's developed a technology for storing power, right? But you have to understand, she told me, because she was a journalist at the Hong Kong Daily News back for about a year and a half, and she traveled all over China, because there's areas of China where they're killing the baby girls. And the way they kill them is they stuff rice in their mouth until they suffocate to death. You know that, right? Now, in the rural areas, they weren't able to do that, because in the rural areas, if you have to notify the Chinese government, including the communists, the child's been born. So there's millions and millions of girls that don't have any citizenship because they were never notified by the communist government they existed, because otherwise they'd have to have rice stuffed in their mouths as a newborn and killed. Now, the Chinese government will say they have a few excess males. The numbers I have from my sources inside China is somewhere between 36.5 million to 100 million excess. Now, Mao Zedong, when he wrote the Red Book of the Communist Chinese, he said, he quoted literally Revelation 9, said he could raise an army of 200,000, which is 200 million. He actually said that when he traveled around in the 1940s. People don't know that. He actually quoted the book of Revelation. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah. I've documented that in one of my books, yes.
Right. Now, I want people to understand this. I had a vision just a few weeks ago when the SARS coronavirus came out, and I'm an expert on bioweapons. I worked with the federal government in 1997 with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and 48 years ago I trained under a geneticist that actually worked on the T-virus 50 years ago, okay, in Bethesda. So the vision was, I saw a vision of the humanity as a woman, and the abdomen of the woman was China. And she was holding her abdomen and writhing in agony. And you see, they're trying to kill a human race off and kill our Chinese brothers and sisters. And grief makes me grieve. A lot of these people are Christians. And if you're a Christian and you have one piece of the Bible, one page, and try to evangelize, you go to a Lao-Dai prison camp. And the first thing you do, they tissue type you. And if your tissue type comes up, they shoot you in the back of the head and take all your organs and ship them anywhere in the world they need. Now, in 1987, when I worked in Augusta, Georgia, in the trauma and burn unit, they tried to recruit me to be a doctor gathering organs for people dying either in the burn unit or the trauma unit working in an emergency department. And to work with Emory University and the globalists were working with a specialized division of the CIA. And these globalists are working, and they work conjunctly with the Chinese. So when they get a tissue type, and your tissue comes up into a Lao-Dai camp in China, and there's 20,000 Lao-Dai camps, they just kill you and harvest your organs. Do you know that? And if you're a Christian with one page of the Bible and you're trying to evangelize in public, like a market or whatever, you get tissue typed and dragged off to prison, a Lao-Dai camp. People don't know that. It's been happening for decades. Right?
Yep. I don't know the details of it. I'm listening to
you.
Yeah,
but I don't people know the inside stuff that you're not going to...
Horrendous.
You're not going to... I've known this stuff for like over 20 years, what's going on in Lao-Dai camps. So I want people to understand, right now, the SARS coronavirus is way out of control. And they have a form of medical martial law there. And it's coming here to America and the West this year. Now, whether it's 2.5% lethal like the 1918 flu, which, by the way, was created in Lumpton, Kansas, Fort Lumpton, Kansas, and Bethesda, when they tried to make a typhus vaccine, and they inadvertently combined pig flu and human flu and created recombinant that would grow in your lungs. And especially if you're under 40, it would kill you. Now, my grandmother had a relative that came back from the war. They called it Spanish flu because they had infected them with the Charles typhus vaccine. And when it got to Spain, they called it Spanish flu because they died there. It didn't originate in Spain. It originated in Fort Lupton, Kansas, when they actually were doing this recombinant, trying to make a typhus vaccine. My grandmother, they buried her sister 1 week, you know, basically 102 years ago. And the brother wanted to hold her before they closed the coffin. The next week, they buried him. So I want people to understand what's coming here is the death of hundreds of millions of people, especially Chinese, because they're trying to bring the Matrix and New World Order to the whole world, and they're going to use this as leverage to get control of us, along with the world ID that's coming up. Mark, October 1 this year, they're trying to do this. So in layers, 5G network and everything in satellites is starting next week, one of the five, six companies. And this plague, these are all events that are literally heading us toward a catastrophe for the human race. And the Chinese are the first major victims, aren't they?
Yes, they would be. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want you to say, because the fact that your friend Zev Parat, who's a Messianic rabbi, because I know friends in the Messianic congregation in Israel for 25 years, since I went there in the early 90s. If his wife is Chinese, he has a sense in his heart for the Christian people in China. These are very gentle people, and if they can hear the word of gospel from Jesus, it doesn't matter if they have Chinese blood or Mongolian or they're black or whatever. Your most important is your DNA of Jesus in you. And what people don't understand what's going on is in America they might say, well, those are communist Chinese, that's okay if they die. No, it's not okay. It's not okay that they go to medical martial law. Do you know what I found out yesterday from my intel agent, Greg Ford? And I'm trying to get a hold of him to have him on the show on the weekend. Pete Schifani, he's actually a Nicaraguan that works for DARPA. He had a direct contact from China just last week. That the Chinese are not doing testing to see if somebody's sick. If they think you're getting a cough or a cold even before they do testing, they shoot to kill and they put you in an incinerator and cremate your body. There's so many more people being killed in China from this thing. People can't imagine that our satellites are picking up sulfur dioxide over China because there's so much crematoria, that there's so many bodies being burned. We're picking up the sulfur dioxide over in central China. This is not open opinion. This is something in the open news, isn't it?
Yes, I do know that to be a fact. I have some good friends that have access to those satellites, and they've been monitoring this, and they too have sounded the alarm that the sulfur dioxide levels in China are off the maps right now,
right,
especially in certain areas, and
right,
especially in the area where this virus originated, apparently.
Right. Now, see, it's not a matter whether it's 2.5% lethal like the 1918 flu or 16 or 17%, which is what we have suspected is now, about six times more lethal than... It doesn't matter. Its main thing is that it infects other people. For example, Ebola infects you and kills you within hours. So 50% of people that get Ebola die, right? The new Ebola, which is this Marburg strain that launched last summer, this spreads like crazy, not like the old Ebola. And it has a pre-Ebola stage that goes like crazy. I'm a bioweaponeer, so I can tell you, we have more than one plague on the run around the planet. The Ebola now is whipping across Africa. And what's going on here, these are all bioweapons. When I traveled in 1997 to Zurich, Switzerland, after I did a talk on fetal tissue transplant, they gave me a box of documents out of the World Health Organization about all these weapons, AIDS, Lyme disease, etc., all bioweapons coming out of BSL labs. The last week and a half, I've interviewed three times Dr. Francis Boyle to put the 1989 law against bioterrorism. And what they did is they increased after 9/11 the labs 30 times, so that by 2015 they had 13,000 bioweaponers making deadly weapons to kill the human race just in America. And the ones in Russia, those all descended went to Iran and Syria after the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989. People need to realize what's going on now. This is the end of the age. And if Jesus, God, doesn't come back and intervene with the truth and people repent, the human race is going to die with a bang and a whip or both, isn't it?
It appears that way. Yes.
Yeah. So now let's go over some of your books. Let's talk about what's in them, because I want people to know they need to start seeking God and realizing this is not optional. They can't just go to church and shake hands with someone a different skin color or do a couple good works and think they got their hell insurance. They need to start apprehending Jesus in everything they do. They need a Shema, just not just pray once in a while. Everything they do has to have the intention of God behind it, right?
Correct. Yes.
So let's go over your books. Let's go over the titles and the issues that are in them. And I have your screen up, so it's rotating through all the neat pictures on your site.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable talking at length about them. I'll just give a quick review. As I said, I'm not a book salesman, but I do write these books to
right.
get this information into the people's hands. I've written now five books with Defender Publishing. I've written 10 books total,
right?
But five of them with Defender Publishing. The fifth one coming out in the middle of March called Masquerade.
Right.
I wrote the one called The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah. Rabbi Zev Perat helped me with that. He did a lot of research, and I've got him in the book. Very, very important book. It has gone worldwide. It is literally leading rabbis in Israel to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is documented in video. It's documented in published articles with pictures and photographs and testimonies. So this is amazing. It's an amazing book. Not that I wrote it, but I mean the information, the story is amazing. And I'm the only one in the world that documented this story in a book format that has been published by a major publisher. And so I encourage your audience to take a look at that. In fact, you can see it right here behind me.
Right.
The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and the Identity of Messiah.
Yeah, I put you on my full screen so they can see you now sitting at your whole desk now. I did a share screen so they can see your books behind you.
Good. And then the three books that I call the God series books, but it comes from the title, Gods and Thrones, Gods of Ground Zero, and Gods of the Final Kingdom. Now, the term gods just means, it comes from a Hebrew word, Elohim. It can be singular if you're referring to God himself, yet it can be plural if all of the other surrounding words are correct, like the first commandment, thou shalt have no other Elohim before you. Thou shalt have no other gods before you.
Right.
So when I use that title, when I use that word in the title, I'm speaking of spiritual warfare.
Right.
I mean, God, the only and true Elohim, and then the little gods, a little g, and that involves the angelic realm that has not rebelled. It also involves, and this is biblical, I showed this in the scriptures,
right.
It also involves the realm of the fallen and the demonic realm and the realm controlled by Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the right. God, little g, of this age.
Right.
And so all of these books just go from Genesis to Revelation. Each one covers an area of four or five profound biblical truths that have pretty much been scrubbed from pulpit preaching in America. From theology classes and from Bible studies. They've been sanitized to meet our little fluffy, shiny American culture and the fluffy, shiny American Christianity that goes with it. And I'm just trying to restore the classical understanding of the Word of God and classical Christianity that changes and turns lives and the world upside down. Plus, I'm trying to emphasize the prophetic times in which we're living, and those books do that. Now,
right.
The fifth book is called Masquerade. It really is related to those three, Gods and Thrones, Gods of Ground Zero, and Gods of the Final Kingdom,
right.
And then Masquerade. So those four really kind of go together, and it does the same thing. It advances four, five, six other profound truths from right. Genesis to Revelation. Again, I want your audience to know they don't have to read in any certain order. They all are written to stand alone. The chapters are only like five pages each, and I write at a level that everybody...
You're an amazing communicator. You have skill sets I don't have. I tend to get too technical, talk too fast, and you know. But I want people to understand, when they understand God at the level that you can preach them, they can start apprehending God is with us. The most important thing is, when you read your books, you realize, no matter all the crazy things going on, God is with us. And
absolutely.
If you seek Him, He'll find you, even if your pastor hasn't found Him. What I'm really disturbed by is, I can't understand why so much of these people in America, 78% say they're open Christians, when I don't see the evidence of that. What I see happening is people have our Christianity. I use a sarcastic joke that in America, even Satan is a Christian.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, people say, well, I believe in God. Yeah, well, you know, James, the book of James says, well, good for you. Even the demons believe in God and they tremble. And Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, look, not everybody who just says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father, and we learn in the Gospel of John, Jesus says, and the will of my Father is that they would come to the Son and have life. And that means intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, not just an intimate relationship with religiosity or a denomination or the faith of your mother and father and grandparents. Well, my daddy's always gone to church, so I went to church. And I got baptized because mama wanted me to get baptized. Well, praise God for that. That's better than being raised in an atheist environment. But just because you belong to a church and just because you said a prayer and got baptized doesn't mean you're born again. And the best example of that is Nicodemus in John chapter 3, a Pharisee, a member of the Sanhedrin Council, a scholar of rabbinical teaching, came to Jesus, and Jesus said, Nicodemus, until you're born again, even you will not see the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
That's a powerful, powerful thought.
And I spend
a lot of my time preaching and teaching in churches to try to help people that are sitting in pews understand you better make certain you have a biblical born-again relationship with Jesus Christ, because once we close our eyes in death, that's it. It's over.
You know what? Back in 2000, near 2000, I only got invited to one church in the last 20 years to go speak. And I asked God, I said, give me a vision of what I should say to the church. And the Lord gave me a surgical one, because I'm a surgeon, right? So there were two waiting rooms. In one waiting room, they had a little paper with the blood of Jesus on it, saying, saved by the blood, okay? And the other waiting room, they all looked the same. They had tumors hanging off them, or they looked pretty cool. They had a tumor under one fingernail. Some look like movie stars. They're beautiful, right? Handsome. And what Jesus would do, he'd actually come down with the OR gurney, and he actually grabbed, instead of as orderly, he'd take the people with a little chit of paper with the little blood on, saved by the blood of Yeshua, God in the flesh, right? And he'd actually reel them down to the operating room, and he'd set off with this Holy Spirit laser and chop off the parts of their body that were evil, and he'd replace it with his own body and make them whole. And the people that were in the other room weren't getting taken out, only the people with a little chit of paper. And then all of a sudden people started getting agitated in the room that didn't have papers, and they say, well, what's going on? How come that waiting room, everybody's going? I think there's only one or two people left. And just as the last person, Jesus, was going down the hallway toward the operating room, all of a sudden the floor dropped away. And they realize they're falling in the abyss. And what God showed to me back like 29 years ago is that people don't realize that knowing about God, I mean, one of the things that I learned very clearly is that even when Jesus was dealing with Satan and he brought him high above the temple and said, if you worship me, I'll make you, you know, king of the world and all this stuff. Remember how we had Satan trying to negotiate with Jesus? And I realized something very important. I'll bet Satan knows the scriptures better than the best Baptist pastor.
He knows them, but
yeah, everybody knows them.
But let me finish. He knows them. He uses them. He misquotes them. He maligns them.
Exactly.
But he does not understand the depth of them because he does not have the Holy Spirit, because his spirit is in a spirit of rebellion to the Word of
exactly.
God. And because the New Testament clearly says that even concerning the prophecies of the coming of the Christ and the prophecies of the coming of the last days, said that even the prophets that gave them, they longed to look into these things, and even the angels longed to look into these things. So if the obedient angels of the divine councils, even they do not know the depth of the inner workings of the Word of God and where it's actually headed in its minute detail,
right,
then certainly Satan and the demonic realm doesn't know either.
Right.
But we, by the Holy Spirit of God, as the world unfolds before us and as the Word of God unfolds before us,
right,
we are made privy in our souls to what God is doing, and we are not caught unaware. Go ahead.
And he gives us basically a bunch of 3x5 cards. People say, well, you know everything. I say, well, I know a lot of technical and other things. I know how I became a Christian. I said, let's say I have 5 3x5 cards. You have your 3x5 cards. God doesn't burden us with the total knowledge of what's going to happen in the timeline because we'd have to carry that burden. So what he's doing is he's basically saying he's calling us to tell our fellows and sisters, whether they're in China or in Europe or in America, because I see a fallen church that's going nowhere. I see there's no way we should be doing abortions in America. There's no way we should have a healthcare system that doesn't, you know, rescue people instead of giving lethal injections. You know, there's 17 states now that the insurance carriers are being allowed to actually give people that have the option to a lethal injection or even alternate care for their cancer or other treatments. So yeah, we're basically, our nation is completely going over the edge. And we see it now even with I call the demon-ratic party. You know, instead of Democrats, I call them demon-rats, right? We have it so that we have an oligarch who wants to take away our guns. And we have a communist, Bernie Sanders, and all the members of the Democratic Party that believe in abortion, re-up to birth and beyond, even like this so-called doctor from the governor of Virginia. And what people don't understand is the church is completely apostate. You know, it says, before that great and terrible day, I sent a dark apostasy upon the church. I believe the church has gone so apostate in America, it's unrecognizable. It is. It really is unrecognizable.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's what a lot of my writing is trying to...
You're trying to get people to wake up and realize, get back and get your books, read your Bible, and start praying. So let's say a prayer now. I'd like you to lead the prayer of what people need to know before they start coming back. So go to your website, carlgallops.com. And before we go, maybe we can actually go over and have a look at the website here. Your friend, how is it spelled now, Zev?
Yeah, Zev, Z-E-V-P-O-R-A-T. And yeah, I'm going to have to go in just a few moments. I have another engagement that's timed by the clock.
Okay, so. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let you go, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to zevperot.com, is it?
Well, yes, you can get there, plus messiahofisraelministries.com, messiahofisraelministries.com, or Zev, Z-E-V-Perot.com.
Z-E-V-Perot.com. I'm going to go there after we leave, and I'm going to get the news. But I really appreciate Ken Ron today. Start praying really fervently, because I believe this month and this year, the year, it's funny, it's 2020, where you get 2020 vision, means you can see clearly. If they read your books, they start seeing clearly that despite all the horrors coming on our planet, our Lord is coming back.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me on. God bless you.
So God bless you for coming on. I appreciate you. Take care, and God bless. We will talk again soon. Hope to have you on next month, but get back in touch. Take care.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
So that was wonderful. We will go to zevparat.com or messiahofisrael.com, see if we can pull it up here. Messiah of Israel. And see if we can pull that website up here. Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe that says it's up for sale. Maybe that's not the right domain here. Let me pull up Zev Parot. ZEVPAROT.com. Let's see if I can find another way of getting him. Messiah of Israel Ministries. I have to use my talents here. Oh, yeah, Messiah of Israel Ministries. Here we are. Let's see if we can open this up here and get over to the website. There we go. The actual, it's Messiah of Israel's Ministries.org. Oh, okay, it's .org. Messiah of Israel Ministries.org. That's really cool. Okay. And of course, we have here Gospel Explodes in Rabbinic City, Messiah Rezev Tzrat. We have a little video clip here of the subscribe. Wow. The Chaldeans are demonic spirits. Okay, it talks about the Chaldeans. Persecution at the Kotel, Western Wall turned into a blessed. Amazing. Click here to read about Messiah Rabbi Zev Parot's testimony. That's him. There is Zev Parot here on the left. We have host Pastor Carl Gallops and Pastor Brandon Gallops. I guess it's must be a brother or cousin. Amazing. So we will be trying to get Mr. Zev Parot on the program, and we will try to bring him on here. I'm going to go over here before we close up, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I'm going to go to Epoch Times and open up some of the news about what's going on in China right now. And we're going to go up here and hit the China thing, and Epoch Times is my favorite for news items. More favorite than even looking over at Drudge Report. The latest, of course, is that the Chinese officials confirm airborne transmission of coronavirus in limited conditions. Okay. No, this is spreading like crazy. In fact, it's spreading for up to 24 days, and people are spreading it long before they get symptomatic themselves. So there's nothing they can do by either quarantine or isolation to stop it. Don't license COVID-19 vaccine lawmakers to U.S. government. Over a dozen lawmakers on Thursday asked the Trump, don't license the vaccine. Wow, I wonder why that is. Let's see if we can open up that article here. And we'll pop that open here in just a minute and see what they're talking about, why they're saying that. That's really strange. Okay. That's very strange. Let's see if I can open that article up here. Two birds, one flu. Coronavirus weaponized against China and American dissidents. That's interesting. Okay. I'll read this article here. See if we can blow it up a bit. By now, most people of the 2019 novel coronavirus outbreak have stumbled upon the event 2001, pandemic simulation held at Johns Hopkins University in conjunction with the World Economic Forum. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, and other ruling class heavy hitters 2 months before the epidemic was declared, seemingly tailor-made to set off conspiracy theorists, that class of intellectuals, tertiary thought criminals, whom the U.S. media establishment have placed somewhat between the child molesters and drunk drivers on the hierarchy of unforgettableness. The event 201 was hurriedly debunked by that same establishment, which quickly set up and eviscerated a straw man. No, Bill Gates didn't cause the coronavirus epidemic, and convinced the group itself to issue a statement denying their exercise was meant to predict the behavior of the actual virus, 65 million dead and all. By the way, that video has been up before, long before the SARS coronavirus came out of China. But few are aware that the epidemic played out in China and two dozen other countries, including the U.S., is unfolding in line with a decade-old simulation titled Lockstep, devised by the Rockefeller Foundation in conjunction with the Global Business Network. Scenario 1 of 4 included in a public called Scenarios from the Future of Technology. I'll just blow this up some more. And International Development in 2010 described the coronavirus like pandemic that becomes all the trigger for imposition of police state controls on movement, economy, and other areas of society. In other words, the mark of the beast. The novel coronavirus is thus not merely a depopulation exercise, as some would have claimed. It could be the trigger for the imposition of a global police state. Absolutely, this is what I've been saying all along. That's what I've been preparing for decades for this. So, Lockstep described a world of tightening top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. In 2012, 2 years after the report's publication, an extremely virulent and deadly strain of influenza originating with wild geese brings the world to its knees, infecting 20% of the global population, killing 8 million people in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. It devastates the global economies and ruptures international trade, but not in everyone. The Rockefeller Foundation makes clear it hit equally. Countries of Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America suffer the worst in the absence of official containment protocols. It wouldn't be the Rockefeller Foundation if someone wasn't licking their lips at the thought of a mass die-off in the global south. But Western democracies also pay the ultimate price. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its leniency, accelerating the spread of the virus not just within the U.S. but across its borders, the report warrants. But remove such obstacles as individual rights and you have a recipe for surviving, even thriving in the event of a pandemic, the foundation gushes. In quotes, a few countries did fare better. China in particular, the Chinese government's quick imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens as well as its instant and near hermetically sealed off all borders saved millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than in other countries and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. Remember, this is years ago, by the way. The message is clear. Police state good, freedom bad. And other governments rapidly get the message according to the simulation. First and third world nations alike follow suit by flexing their authority and imposing quarantines, body temperature checks, which they're doing now in China, by the way, and other airtight rules and restrictions, most of which the report is carefully to note, remain in place even as the pandemic recedes into the past. In order to protect themselves from the spread of the increasingly global problems, from pandemics and transnational terrorism to environmental crises and rising poverty, leaders around the world took a firmer grip on power. This global power grab is facilitated by a frightening citizenry who willingly give up some of their sovereignty and their privacy to more paternalistic states in exchange for greater safety and stability, tolerant and even eager for top-down direction and oversight. Everything from tighter biometric identification to stricter industrial regulation is welcome with open arms. By the way, that's part of the national ID that we have across state lines. It takes over a decade for people to grow weary of the authoritarian controls imposed in the wake of the pandemic, and hints that even the civil unrest that ultimately manifests into this focused on developing world. After all, a popular uprising of the technocratic police state envisioned by the simulation would be all but impossible, as it will be in real life once 5G makes real-time total surveillance of all cities a reality. By the way, next week, the last week in February, the first of six companies putting 20,000 satellites in low Earth orbit goes up worldwide in low Earth orbit. Pin the blame on the dragon. It remains unclear what or who unleashed the novel coronavirus in Wuhan. Initial claim that it originated in bats from a wet market in which live animals were sold and then butchered in front of the customers couldn't have been more perfect from a Western point of view. Wet markets are reviled in the West, where consumers prefer that the animal cruelty required to put meat on their tables happens behind closed doors. Well, wet markets would seem to improve food safety by making it possible to sell the mystery mislabeled or expired meat. Time and again, they are fingered as disease vectors for the disapproving West. every time followed by calls to ban them entirely. However, the Hunan seafood market hadn't sold bats for years, meaning if the wet and met market hypothesis is to persist, an intermediate host species would have to be required to get the virus to humans. Snakes were nominated, even though scientists were not sure they could even be affected with a coronavirus. It was more important that they eat bats and were sold at the market. 3 weeks after the Hunan seafood market was shuttered and disinfected, a Lancet study put the last nail in the hypothesis coffin, revealing that the first several coronavirus cases had no exposure to the market at all. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this had not discouraged the media from continuing to blame it on the epidemic. See, they want to blame it on these little boys here, the bats. Behold, the disintegrating official story rumored, rumor mongers have pinned the blame on the Chinese government, suggesting that though the malice or incompetence behind Beijing released a virus cooked up in a top-secret bioweapons program operating in the city's high-security lab. The chief purveyor of this theory is Dan Shohan, an Israeli biosafety analyst, which should arouse a forest of red flags in anyone familiar with Israel's own experiments in gene targeted biowarfare, even before taking into account Shohan's own history of fraudulently blaming Saddam Hussein's Iraq for the 2001 anthrax attacks. Other outlets spreading this theory cite American biosafety consultant Tim Trevan, who opined in 2017 Nature article published before the Wuhan lab even opened, that diversity of viewpoint and openness of information are both critical to the safe functioning of such high-risk lab and alien to Chinese culture, right? The persistence of the lab accident theory of coronavirus creation thus owes more to cultural chauvinism and Sinophobia, which is hatred of Chinese people and Asian people, than any fact-based clues. While many alt-media outlets have fingered Event 201 as a replica drill that so often coincides with the false flag event, few are aware that on the day after that simulation, the 2019 Military World Games kicked off in Wuhan, bringing 300 U.S. military personnel to the city. Former Malaysian PM Matthias Chang, however, zeroed in on the games as a likely entry point of what he described as a biological war waged by the U.S. against China. In an interview with the Institute of War and Peace reporting last month, Chang placed coronavirus virus on a continuum of American bioattacks. He said it included a deliberate infection of Guatemalans with syphilis and gonorrhea and Cubans with dengue fever, as well as creating the Ebola epidemic in Sierra Leone. As of February 4th, there are over 1,000 times more coronavirus cases in China than outside of it, and the foreign cases appear to be ethnically Chinese where reported. It could be race-specific, not a race-dominant. This is not a coincidence. A recent scientific paper revealed the enzyme that serves as a receptor for novel coronavirus is produced by a certain type of lung cell found in extremely large numbers in Asian men compared to those of other ethnicities. Even more intriguing, those lung cells are involved in the expression of many other genes that possibly regulate viral reproduction and transmission. The paper's authors stop short of suggesting that the virus came out of a lab, instead of dryly observing that it seems to have cleverly evolved to hijack this population of lung cells for its reproduction and transmission. But one man's clever viral evolution is another man's expert bioweapon development. Certainly American researchers have been surreptitiously collecting Chinese DNA for decades. A notorious Harvard School of Public Health program from the mid-1990s drafted village medics to administer free physicals to locals with asthmatic symptoms. These checks were conducted as part of a genetic project that was also involved in the U.S. National Institute of Health and Millennia Pharmaceuticals, supposedly aimed at identifying and characterizing genes that play a role in causing asthma and other allergic disorders. It later emerged that the researchers had secured the required consent from either the local experimental ethics board nor the test subjects themselves, a government inquiry was commandeered by an insider and squelched. Over 200,000 DNA samples were thus collected and spread over the country. U.S. military literature has been lusting after genetically targeted weapons for at least 50 years. The infamous Project for a New American Century, whose members have been steering the U.S. ship of state into a series of icebergs since George W. Bush administered, described gene-specific bioweapons as a politically useful tool, part and parcel of the new dimension of combat in which the future wars would unfold. In 1998, the year after PNAC's formation, reports Israel was working on just such a weapon to target Arabs while leaving the Jews untouched, flooded by the media, part PR, campaign, part warning. And it is DARPA and other divisions of the U.S. military, not the Chinese, that have been intensely studying bat-borne coronavirus for years, even as their own high-security biowarfare's labs are being shut down for shoddy safety procedures. Meanwhile, the likelihood of the Chinese government unleashing a genetically targeted virus on its own population is vanishingly low. Unlike popular attitudes of white guilt in the West, born of the hangover from colonialism, the Chinese do not traffic in racial self-loathing, and indeed outsiders have accused the Chinese of an unspoken, unshakable belief in their own racial superiority, and regardless of whether that belief is problematic, it is unlikely to lead to an intention self-genocide. Even if behavior correctly, a false flag was sought by Beijing and Hong Kong, where U.S.-backed pro-democracy protests have been raging destructively for months, such an event would not have been unleashed hundreds of miles away in Wuhan. Never let a good crisis go to waste. The real-life coronavirus is much less virulent than the pandemic described in lockstep, with an official death toll of just 427 and the global infection toll of only 20,000 as of February 4th. And the dead were mostly over 60 with pre-existing medical issues. Economic worldwide are nevertheless in free fall, just like the simulation predicted. This drop is fueled by scarce stories percolating in establishment media and the alt media alike. The name of the actual article in the Zero Hedge by Rebel Bank analyst: what if we are on the brink of an exponential increase in coronavirus cases? While videos of dubious origin appearing on the show Horrific Scenes from Within China keep the virus viral on social media. Adding to the fear is coronavirus' lengthy incubation period, up to 2 weeks, but it's actually up to 3 weeks now, plus a few days, in which a carrier could be blithely spreading it to everyone they meet, creating a constant threat of a boom in cases just around the corner. That's what we talked about, the R-naught score dropping from 6.7 to 3.7. China's economy, of course, is being hit the worst, and the epidemics are increasing timing. So I'm going to take a couple-minute break here, and I'll be right back, and we're going to continue this dialogue of this amazing story about the SARS coronavirus. Be back in just a minute.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world, because the calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt, with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole
powerful ally. To fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour with the hostess, Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal or regenerate and have your health return with low toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you purchase a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Okay, Dr. Bill Deagle, and okay, we're back to the Chinese economy, of course, is being hit the worst in the epidemic's timing. Could not have been more disastrous from Beijing's point of view. coming on the eve of the Lunar New Year holiday, at this time some 400 million Chinese travel around the country to see family, mostly in high-speed bullet trains that have their hub in the, you guessed it, Wuhan. With much of this travel having occurred before the city was quarantined, cases are likely to be in their incubation phase all over the country, making today's numbers look like a rounding error. corresponding to the situation couldn't be better for the American ruling class. A pandemic that targets Asians striking China just when it's most vulnerable, in a powerful blow to the rising superpower. And in case anyone still believes the circumstance of the virus ascendance are merely an extended string of coincidences, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross took that plausible deniability and stomped on it last month, and unable to stop himself from gushing that coronavirus would help to accelerate the return of jobs to North America, in an interview with Fox News, prefacing his victory lap by saying he didn't want to talk about the victory lap over a very unfortunate, very malignant disease. He pointed out that the businesses would be forced to take China's inexplicable susceptibility to deadly viruses into account when reviewing their supply chains, unmentioned, but added the perfect economic storm was Trump's signature on the USMCA trade agreement, supposedly to bring an extra 1.2% points to the GDP growth. On top of all the other things, you had SARS, you had the African swine virus there. Now you have this, Ross said, hammering home the point by linking coronavirus to other suspected plagues, such as many scientists, including that SARS was a man-made bioweapon, many scientists and statesmen as well, and as an alternative media, having raised the alarm about coronavirus. Good luck finding any of the statements on Google, however. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter have been hard at work removing coronavirus rumors, and Google has memory hold hundreds of search results regarding Chinese accusations of biowarfare. Even on platforms that don't censor on government orders, the baseless claims from Shohan, and that's from Israel, and other disinfo artists about Chinese biowarfare have muscled any governments from Chinese officials way out of their way. Even the former Malaysian PM's comments are obscured behind a Farsi language barrier, his original comments inexplicably missing from English language media and reprinted only by Iran's IRIB news agency. This author can no longer even find the tweet that alerted her to those comments, but would like to thank that person. Coronavirus is not the doomsday epidemic it is being portrayed as being irresponsible media actors, but as a lockstep scenario makes clear, one does not need massive die-off of victims exploding in geysers or blood in streets to achieve desired social goals. That's why I said today on the show, it didn't need to be a matter whether it's 2.5% lethal like the 1918 pandemic or 17% like we think it might be. It's possible the novel coronavirus epidemic is a dry run, a test of both China's readiness to handle an outbreak and of the international community's reaction to such a plague. It's even possible, though, like that the epidemic was a mistake, that the virus escaped from a lab, likely American, by accident. It's also possible that the plague may have suddenly become more virulent. Certainly, of course, this is the RNA virus that mutates. The media buzzed that first week of February that coronavirus is close to being declared a pandemic by WHO, which will necessitate the type of control measures hinted at lockstep, and this is the old thing but years ago, and described more exhaustively in the event 2001. From limited internet shutdowns and enforcement actions against fake news to government bailouts of core industries, mandatory vaccinations, property seizures, and other policy state provisions laid out in the Model State Emergency Health Powers Acts, passed in many states in the paranoid aftermath of 9/11, the totalitarian nature of these provisions is limited only by the imaginations of the regimes carrying them out, once events proceed to that stage, it's extremely difficult to reverse them. We would be wise not to allow this to happen. Now, that's quite an article, isn't it? So I want to go back here, and this is my NIOSH N95 mask, by the way, which I have here, and the first-line defense kit. Need that. We need to do radionic screening of people before they are PCR positive and isolate them for 30 days. Have them quarantined so they actually start under nutraceuticals to suppress viral growth and cytokine storms. I have the combination of screening technology and suppressive frequencies, 207.176 hertz, for the spiky glycoprotein tetramer of the SARS coronavirus, and 337 hertz. I've been in contact with the Communist government of China. Haven't had a response yet, but people need to realize this is available right now. So I want people to know that this is what's going on here. Let's just see if we have anything further on China. Let's see if we have anything further on China. Let's see if we can pull this up here on China again. So that's quite an article, isn't it? Don't License Coronavirus by Zachary Strieber. Coronavirus outbreak takes on Chinese economy as firms remain closed. Wow, yeah. Shipping lines, port account cost as coronavirus hits supply chains. Yeah. For U.S. manufacturers scramble for costly alternatives as coronavirus cuts Chinese supplies. Yeah, it fits exactly with this scenario we just talked about. China plans to bail out debt-letting conglomerate HNA. Chinese internet users express outrage at law enforcement inhumanity during coronavirus lockdown. Yeah, exactly, inhumanity. Canadians on board cruise ship to head home today. U.S. warns of apparent community spread in countries outside China. Vietnam eases border trade restrictions with China to help virus-hit businesses. Preliminary results from clinical trials for coronavirus treatments expected in 3 weeks. Well, they're testing the antiviral drug remdesivir and two AIDS drugs because there's four genes that the Indians sequence in their four-dimensional mapping that they actually give you a drop in CD4 cell count identical to getting a cold and then getting AIDS, terminal AIDS, and a cytokine storm. More than 1,000 coronavirus cases outside of China confirmed. Wow. South Korea's Hynix says 800 workers to stay home after trainee had contact with virus patient. Around 500, this is the 20th, which is again today, 500 Filipinos quarantined on cruise ship in Japan to return to the Philippines. U.S. securities regulation warns over Chinese audit amid coronavirus outbreak. And their market shut. Traders in China, Silicon Valley, do business from bags. Wow. China cuts benchmark lending rate as economy struggles to shake off the virus shock. China cut 71.3 billion insurance fees to help firms amid into coronavirus outbreak. South Korea reports first coronavirus death. And Russia entry ban exceptions include allowing Chinese with business visas. They have to, of course, probably be properly PCR tested to screen beforehand. Just doing a temperature check isn't enough. PCR will help if they have the virus, but the best is a quantum screen and repeat, have them isolation and repeatedly test their PCR for maybe a week and to see if it's going to go positive from a radionic scan positive to a PCR positive case. Patients without coronavirus cry for help as overloaded healthcare system fails them. Beijing threatens press freedom in Nepal after articles criticize coronavirus response. South Korea reports sudden jump in virus cases, 90 more show symptoms. Yeah, this is a world pandemic. Coronavirus, and remember, it doesn't have to be more lethal than 2.5%, but it's all causing effect of a form of medical martial law. Coronavirus live updates don't license vaccine lawmakers to U.S. government. So we covered that already. On that word, I'm going to go back to our main website, NutriMedical. We have our first line defense kit, our advanced nutraceuticals. If you want help, do contact me at the contact us section of the top level of our website. Our media sites are deagle-network.com, bubtopsecretclay, and iron.com. We have our YouTube, our Vimeo, and now we're going to have Brighteon, Brighteon, website, so if these are taken off of YouTube, they'll be available at Brighteon and Vimeo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking action. Get your first line kit now. I'm trying to get through the Communist Chinese because I do believe that the gathering evidence indicates this is probably a U.S.-originated race-specific bioweapon at the perfect time of the launch of first phase of the so-called agreement with China. So as they see more and more gathered evidence, it doesn't look in an experimental release in China. Race-specific bioweapon because the case dominance of Chinese people are getting sick and dying, and some of the genetics of the Chinese, especially men, this makes all the sense looking at the data and the analysis to date. Thank you for listening. Take care and take action with NutraMedical every day of your life. And pray to God. And I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in China. We pray for the truth to be released to the people. We pray for a rescue against this plague and against the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast. We pray for the truth to visit the people of America and the world. Amen.